أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال رب لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 124, 125 and 126 of Surah Taha. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and in fact all mankind, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى, if any form of hidayah comes down from me to you, then whoever follows this hidayah will not go astray, will not be unfortunate. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speaks about those who turn away from the remembrance, from the advice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever turns away from my dhikr. Here al-dhikr could refer to the Qur'an Sharif first and foremost, to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will also refer to remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by way of dhikr that we speak about, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But primarily it refers to the Qur'an Sharif, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about consequences of turning away from Qur'an. Let us make a little dua that Allah never ever let it happen in our lives, that we turn away from the Qur'an, we turn away from the Kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way, in any form whatsoever. So Allah ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, that certainly for him is a constricted ma'isha, a constricted life. Now when we look at this from a very broad point of view, the kuffar have turned away from the Kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So for them, it is ma'ishatan dhanka, it is a constricted life. Many are those commentators that have expounded and expanded on this, that outwardly it would seem that they have the political strength in this world, they have everything what a person would desire in this world. Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this ma'ishatan dhanka is in actual fact the absence of contentment. When a person is not content, no matter what he has or no matter what he does not have, all of it will become a very constricted life. A person that has, he is not content with it, he cannot see the ni'mats of Allah. There is always the desire, the greed for more and more. And what happens? That creates restlessness in the life of that person, and that goes on and goes on. Then whether it is a Muslim, whether it is a kafir, whether it is young or old, whether it is wealthy or those who are not wealthy, the lack of contentment in itself is a very constricted life in this world. Then we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a hadith from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi narrates this in Ruh al-Ma'ani, a hadith that gives us something to think about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the life of a believer in the qabr. So this ma'ishatan dhanka sometimes can refer to a constricted, restricted life in the qabr. That he says a believer, when he goes into his qabr, a righteous person, a person that was obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the qabr Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expands that qabr. The expansion of that qabr, it comes in this narration, of seven arms lengths. In other words, to us it's a little pit, but there below Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala completely expands it for that individual. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat puts a glow, a light into that qabr like the 14th moon. Now when we in this dunya and we see so big and broad, that moon is so bright, then can we think about in a small place like the Qabr, like the 14th moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for a person that disbelieved in Allah, and that person who turned away from the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for them, number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will narrow that qabr to the extent that their ribs will begin to cage in. Allah ta'ala save us. And in the second part of the hadith, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will unleash 99 serpents. And each serpent will have 7 heads. So can we think about 99 times 7 attacking for us? Not even half a serpent will destroy us completely. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about 99 serpents, and each one will have 7 heads, and they will attack that person. So that is ma'ishatan dhanka. And then of course in the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And on the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will resurrect him blind. In other words, you turned away and you turned a blind eye to my kitab, to my advices, then now you will be blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. He will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O Allah, why have you resurrected me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Whilst I could see in the world. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, similarly, my verses had come to you, then you had forgotten it. Now here the forgetfulness also will include, Allah save us again, that those of us that learn Quran Sharif, one is the hifz of the Quran, and then we turn away from the Quran, and we forget the Quran. Other ulama have stated, those of us who learn to read the Quran, not hifzan, nadhara, and we forget the Quran Sharif, all of that is included here. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And on this day, similarly, you will be forgotten. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.